AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration says it's freezing more than $2.2 billion in grants and contracts to Harvard University. The announcement came after Harvard's president said the university would not comply with the list of demands from the government that limited activism on campus. The auto industry could be spared in President Trump's tariff war. The president says he might temporarily exempt tariffs he previously imposed on the sector. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office this will help car makers adjust their supply chains and relocate production to the U.S.
And they need a little bit of time because they're going to make them here, but they need a little bit of time.
Monday's meeting between President Trump and El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele prompted questions about the return of a Maryland man mistakenly deported to a prison inside the Central American country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The Trump administration says Kilmar Abrego Garcia is a violent criminal and a citizen of El Salvador, and despite court orders to get him back, says returning him is up to President Nayib Bukele. Asked if he will.
The question is preposterous. How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
If Bukele changes his mind,
we would facilitate it. Meaning, provide a plane.
But Attorney General Pam Bondi emphasizes Abrego Garcia was in the U.S. illegally. They both spoke in the Oval Office as Bukele met with President Trump. The two men have become close partners in the administration's mass deportation efforts, with Bukele putting hundreds of immigrants into a gang prison.
You are helping us out, and we appreciate it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal aviation regulators issued an emergency order Monday grounding the helicopter company behind the deadly crash in New York. The order came after the company fired its operation director minutes after he suspended flights during the investigation. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports an Israeli strike has hit the northern gate of a field hospital in the Gaza Strip, injuring 10 people.
The strike hit the Kuwait Field Hospital in the Mawazi area, where hundreds of thousands of people have sought shelter in sprawling tent camps. Sabah Mohammed, a spokesman for the hospital, says two of the patients are critically wounded. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. The military has struck hospitals on several occasions during the 18-month war, accusing Hamas militants of hiding out in them or using them for military purposes. On Sunday, Israel struck the last major hospital providing critical care in northern Gaza after ordering an evacuation. A patient died during the evacuation, and the strike severely damaged the emergency room, pharmacy, and surrounding buildings, according to the Al Ahli Hospital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.